from Proverbs chapter 22, verses 1 and 2, 8 and 9, and 17 through 19. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. The rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. Whoever sows injustice will reap calamity, and the rod of anger will fail. Those who are generous are blessed, for they share their bread with the poor. The words of the wise: incline your ear and hear my words, and apply your mind to my teaching. For it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I have made them known to you today. Yes, to you. Sometimes we see things in life and we think we know how to do them, even if we've never actually done it in our lives. Maybe you watch a sporting event and convince yourself that you could have made that play. Maybe you go to an art museum and think, well, that doesn't look too hard. I probably could have made that. Or you go and see a play or a musical and think, well, I bet I could have starred in that show. But knowing it in your head doesn't actually mean that you can do it. Sometimes we have wisdom in our head, but it doesn't actually mean that we're wise if we never act on it. Wisdom isn't just knowing what to do, it's actually being able to do it. Wisdom's connected to our actions. Now, in general, as we've been reading the book of Proverbs tonight, I know that we don't spend too much time in that book, but I'm not actually sure why that's the case. Because one of the great things about Proverbs is that they tend to be pretty straightforward. This isn't Jesus telling a confusing parable or history with long and obscure names or instructions for a church 2,000 years ago that we're trying to figure out how to live today. These are more like really brief, mostly no more than a couple of lines, statements of wisdom. And of course, we still have Proverbs in our world today. You all know Proverbs, both biblical ones and cultural ones, like a penny saved is a penny earned, or don't count your chickens before they hatch, or beggars can't be choosers. They all provide wisdom. Now, of course, the difference between those and our biblical Proverbs is that our biblical Proverbs have their root in God. They remind us of God, and that our treatment of others is because of the God that we believe in. But they're still pretty straightforward. But that's also the danger, because it could be easy for us to just know the Proverbs, to just have wisdom in our heads. But it isn't wisdom if we aren't living it out. So we want to challenge you as we do this not to tune these Proverbs out. Don't hear them and think, well, of course, I would know that. That sounds wise. Hear them and ask yourself, not do I know that, but am I living that? Our section with Proverbs starts out with a call to treat people equally. We're told a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver and gold. The rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. Wise people treat others equally because God has created everyone. We're all made in the same image of God. We're all created with love by God. And thus, we should be treated in the same respect and love. Now, you all know this. At least I would hope that none of you would say, well, you think that God wants us to treat rich people or powerful people or well-known people or good-looking people or any singular group of people better than others. We have the wisdom in our mind, then we know we're called to love others. Not just because it's nice, but because all people are created by God, and because God loves everyone. But are we living out that wisdom? Are we actually treating everybody like God created them and loved them? Or are we sometimes more loving to people we know or people we think will help us get ahead or people who don't annoy us? Do we treat people one way to their face and another way behind their back? Would we be more likely to greet a visitor who was wearing nice clothes or brought along a nice-looking family or was a well-known member of the community? Do we find ourselves not wanting to spend time with people who have less than us? We all face countless situations where it'd be easier to treat people differently, to ignore those who have less, to not be as loving or kind or welcoming to some. But we've been created in the image of God, to not be as loving or kind or welcoming to just some, but to all. Wise people treat others as people created and loved by God. They don't just know this in their head. They live it out every day. Wise people are also generous. As the proverb says, those who are generous are blessed, for they share their bread with the poor. Wise people are generous because they recognize that all they have is a gift from God, and that they're called to share God's gifts with others. Now again, you know this. If I asked you, do you think that God wants you to be generous or keep everything to yourself? I would hope that at least you would say that you know you should be generous. You know that as Christians, we're called to share what we have with others. But are we living out that wisdom? Are we actually being generous? Are we sharing what we have? Are we acting like everything we have is a gift from God? Or do we sometimes use money to buy things that we don't really need instead of using it to be generous? Do we sometimes just throw things away because it's easier than finding somebody who can use it? Do we sometimes just waste a few hours instead of using that time we could help somebody in need? We all face countless situations where it'd be easier to keep our time, our possessions, our talents, and our money to ourselves. But we're called to be generous, to be giving. Wise people are generous. They don't just know generosity in their head. They actually live generously every day. Finally, wise people trust in God. As we're told at the end of the Proverbs we read, this is the word of the wise. Incline your ear and hear my words, and apply your mind to my teaching. For it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips. So trust in the Lord. I have made them known to you today. Yes, to you. Wise people trust in God. Wise people believe that all that they have and all that they are comes from God. Wise people live like God is in control. Again, you know this. If I ask you, who are you supposed to put your trust in, God or people or yourself or things, you would probably say we put our trust in God. You know that Christians are called to place our trust not in anything of this world, but in God alone. But are we living out that wisdom? Are we actually trusting in God? Are we believing that God will provide, that God is in control, and that God loves us? Is God more important, the most important in our lives? Or is it something we try to do on our own? Do we sometimes trust more in what we have? Do we sometimes trust more in other people? Do we sometimes think our own way is better than God's way? We all face times where it'd be easier to put our trust in something else instead of trusting God. But we're called to trust in God. Wise people trust in God. They don't just know about trusting God. They actually trust God every day. Wisdom isn't just what we know. It's how we live. You can have all the wisdom in the world in your head, but if you're not living it out, it doesn't mean anything. Wisdom comes from God, and God desires us to not just know wisely, but to live wisely. And as we see in the Proverbs, we live wisely by treating others as though they are children of God, by being generous, by trusting God. But it's not enough to just know those things, we actually live them out. So how are you treating other people as those created in the image of God? How are you living generously? How are you putting your trust in God alone? As we consider that, we consider how we might not just be wiser, but live wisely. Maybe you need to show a certain person more love and respect. Maybe you need to work to restore a relationship. Maybe it's a call to be more generous. Or maybe a call to trust God in a particular area of your life and give your worries and concerns and struggles over to God. Whatever it is, we strive not just to be wise, but to live wise.